John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Welcome along to the John Richardson Show podcast with the return of Angela Barnes.
Hello. I've just realised, John, that... Thank you, Will.
Oh, it's lovely, because you didn't do that when I introduced her on the show live, did you, Will? You let her flounder.
Yeah, just me going, thanks.
Very quiet, thanks. First link. Oh, you are in so much trouble.
Getting the good stuff.
John's going to get that deleted from your controls over there. You know that, don't you?
It's either the button goes or the hamster goes, so you decide which one you want on your conscience, William. Imagine this poor little hamster.
Poor little leaf.
Poor little Leaf. Do you know, I found out about Leaf this week. She's made herself a little toilet. She doesn't do her business.
Find a little place, don't they?
She's
always
got
go
a little
wee-wee
corner.
Yeah, it's so cute. I love hamsters.
Corner. Just an exceptional animal.
I had a hamster called Steve. Yeah. What? That was his name.
What age were you when you called a hamster Steve?
In my 30s.
Okay, that's fine. That's a good gag for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, no. I had a hamster called Fudge when I was 10. And it died while my friend Jo was looking after it when I was on holiday. She was devastated. It was really...
Oh,
that's horrible, that, isn't it?
Did you milk it?
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you do?
Yeah, no.
Did you give it peanuts?
Because they only live about 18 months, don't they, hamsters? So it was quite... it was already quite old. It was a couple of years old, so, you know. I went, I'll get another one. Because that's what you do with hamsters.
Yeah. Leaf's going to be fine. Leaf's going to live forever, right?
Yeah, of course.
With a little toilet.
Just so you know, sometimes after about 18 months, they sometimes look like they're a new hamster.
Yeah,
but they're not. It's the same hamster.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, good. I imagine if I got so attached to Leaf that my daughter had to do the parenting and replace Leaf so I didn't get upset. Imagine.
Is she as into Leaf as you are?
Well, no, because she doesn't see as much of Leaf as I do. Because he's nocturnal.
Day to day. Yeah.
I can see you reaching, you little turd.
Spinning.
Oh, so right. I can see that you and Leaf sit up late drinking whiskey.
She goes to bed and I'm pottering around in the kitchen and Leaf comes out and I go, all right, mate, how you doing? Oh, you're going on the wheel for a bit. And I clean her little wee hole out each night so she doesn't have to get wee on it. Not her wee, the place she wees. Right. John at absoluteradio.co.uk is this week's podcast. Unbelievable.
John Richardson. And the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. You are listening to John Richardson on Absolute Radio and the return of Angela Barnes.
Hey, hello, John. How are you?
Hello, mate. I'm very well. The instant thing to do there is to say, how are you? But I know what you've been up to. I'm just not going to even say how are you.
Okay, fine.
For now. But it's not that I don't care. It's that I care too much.
Fair enough. I'll take that.
Yeah. So you've been away for a little bit.
I have.
So there's lots of unfinished business to catch up on. Any of you who couldn't be here last Saturday, we like to start with a little recap of what you missed on the John Richardson Show. And it always begins with the clip that Will thinks makes me look stupidest. So here's this week's.
4 foot is a very amiable amount of gorilla.
Thank you.
Was she talking about you, John? Are you an amiable gorilla?
I think she was talking about a gorilla statue outside a house in the world. Specifics don't stay with me. But the council have told someone that they've got to take their 4 foot gorilla down.
Oh, spoil sports.
Quite a nice clip that, Will. You've shocked me there.
Yeah.
You've picked an actual joke rather than me humiliating myself by talking to a hamster.
Which, by the way, I did get sent the clip of that and have listened to a lot.
The good stuff.
That's what I hear when someone rings my doorbell now.
I hope you're pleased with yourselves because you've stopped me talking to my mate now because now I don't communicate. I filmed a video this week.
Poor Leaf.
She tried broccoli for the first time this week and I thought, I'll film a little video for him. And I didn't. I was silent. And then in the middle of the video, I just went, hamster eating broccoli. No comment. So,
what have you done?
On to another creature last week. I don't know if you've had this trouble, Angela. I'm having a real problem with spiders in my house.
Oh, there's loads of them this year.
4 big ones.
Are you not a fan, John, are you?
No, I don't like them.
See, I don't mind them being that. I don't like touching them, but I will coexist with them quite happily. Because I think they're quite fascinating to watch.
Yeah, on telly. I'll coexist with them when they're outside. But if they're not paying rent, they're not coming in. Anyway, we've had some advice from Freddie.
Hi, John. I know you wanted some advice for dealing with spiders on last week's show. Mine is quite simple. Please don't be scared. They're amazing creatures. I currently have 9 of them as pets and they are lovely. If you are looking to get rid of any, feel free to send them on to me. Always happy to rehome a spider. Thanks, Freddie.
I feel like I know what Freddie looks like. I like Freddie.
I think a lot of people don't know what Freddie looks like because I don't imagine she's getting many visitors. Also, the implication that because I'm frightened of spiders, I would rehome them and trap myself in a small space with them and drive them across country. I mean, that's not happening. My daughter's granddad came to visit this week and parked up and said, just parked on the drive and a massive spider crawled out of the fan on my dashboard. Good job that didn't happen when I was driving. They're everywhere. They're in the cars, they're in the houses. Freddie, you can have them all. You're welcome to every single one of them. Now, last week, in the news that wasn't in the news that could or should have been in the news, Roisin told us a story about a 4-foot gorilla on the front of a woman's house. Graham reached out with this response.
Hey, John. I know you mentioned a story about a woman who had a 4-foot gorilla outside her house last week. I wanted to share my experience of something similar when I went to Oxford. I went for a 3-night stay to see all the sights and all that kind of stuff. And when travelling on a bus, I looked to the left and saw a huge shark sticking outside someone's roof. It absolutely blew my mind. Apparently the council did want them to take it down, but it became so iconic they let it stay. I thought this may be of interest to you. Thanks, Graham.
I've definitely seen that before. That's done the rounds, hasn't it? Oh, look, Will's showing us a picture now. Oh, that's amazing.
Oddly, that bothers me less than a spider.
Well, because it's not going to crawl into your mouth as you sleep, is it, a shark? You'd notice. Sorry, John, you're all right.
Do hamsters eat spiders?
Were you going to let it roam? So,
come on, mate. Can't all be just me feeding you broccoli.
You like anything, that, don't you, spiders?
No, don't, because he'll press it again.
Spinach.
You cannot encourage him, Angela.
I'm sorry.
The good stuff.
You cannot mention any vegetables. You can't say the word like. It's going to be a very tense show. When Will's in charge of the buttons, I'm a very different broadcaster.
Oh,
put it that
dear.
Way. If anything we talk about today inspires you to join in, it's John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Go on then. Go on then.
Well,
how are you doing?
As regular listeners will know, I've had a bit of trouble with my gallbladder, but it's out of me now. Last week. It was ripped out of my insides. It's gone.
ripped?
Well, not ripped. It was surgically removed, just in case anyone's worried. Sorry if you eat your breakfast as well. But, so that was less than a week ago.
Up and about and back on the radio.
Why not?
Staggering.
I'm not going to miss this. I'm a little bit sore. Do you want to see my wounds? Hang on. I'll show you if you can see them. Hang on. Oh, no, you can't see them from there. There's 5 of them.
I can't really see it.
No. I won't strip off in the studio. It's frowned upon these days. So,
Killjoys.
It feels like somebody's, like, done the washing up inside me and put things back in the wrong place a little bit.
Oh.
A bit bruised, but I'm all right.
Awful business. Oh, you've upset me now. I'm upset about the washing up analogy than the gallbladder.
I should have known who I was talking to then.
Yeah. You're lucky to have your gallbladder out.
Do you know what, though? I've had an almond croissant this morning, so I'm happy, because I haven't had one for months.
You've had an almond croissant? You've moved house as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, since I was last on, I've moved house. I've been to Ireland for some tour dates. I've had my gallbladder out, and then I did Live at the Apollo on Wednesday.
What was the time gap from gallbladder removal to Live at the Apollo?
So I came out of hospital on Friday and did Live at the Apollo on Wednesday.
That's
don't tell my surgeon that. I was technically signed off, I think.
I'm just resting. I'm just resting. Quiet gig.
I'm not good at resting. I'm not.
Did you have to reference it? Is there any point where we see it on telly where you go, and then it...
No, I managed to keep it together. Adrenaline's really powerful. So on Wednesday night, I sort of powered through with Dr. Theatre, you know, and Thursday I slept all day. Because it was a bit of adrenaline come down after that, I think. But I think I got away with it. I don't think you can tell.
Absolutely spectacular. I think your resurgence is inspiring.
Oh, mate.
I'd be taking 2 months off. Absolutely no question about it. Absolutely no question about it.
I mean, there's some, you know, I'm not saying yes to all the gigs right now, but there's some things, you know, I'm not going to miss this, am I?
And there was talk of having a little gander at your stones, because the stones are, of course, why the gallbladder came out.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me keep them, John. And I even said to the surgeon, but I promised John Richardson that he could see them. But what they do, they take out the whole gallbladder with the stones intact.
Right.
And then they have to send it off to be analysed. And apparently they like to have it all in one package.
So you might get them back.
I might do. You never know. I suppose it depends what they find.
What are they? What are they analysing? What are they thinking they might find?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe. What I was most worried about is because I had the gallbladder out, and I thought, what if I get to Live at the Apollo, and it turns out that's where my comedy lives?
I think most of my I'd be more worried about losing my bile duct, to be honest. That's definitely where my creative influence comes from. Now it's that time of the week when couples are waking up together, families are celebrating birthdays, perhaps it's anniversaries, perhaps granddad's 90 today and you're all writing in, what can we write that's really heartfelt?
Yeah.
I don't care what you write, as long as you don't broadcast it on this show. It's not what this is for, is it?
It's not what it's for.
This is for the people who are waking up still angry about that thing that person said to you last night. If it's the first thing on your mind, if you think you might even have dreamt about it. If you're not, do you know what? I thought I was over that thing that happened at work on Wednesday, and I had a dream last night that I walked in the office and I screamed at them all.
Or not this even that it happened this week, that it happened in 1993.
Oh, yes, yes,
I still wake
absolutely
up with conversations I wish I'd had 30 years ago.
Have you got one of those? Because genuinely,
oh, yeah.
I can remember the whistle going at the end of playtime and Mark Cocker saying it's penalties to decide who wins because he knew I was in goal and I was rubbish. And he took a penalty and I got my hand on it and I didn't get a strong enough hand on it. It went in off the bag. And I think about it on a weekly basis. Went in off my Umbro bag. I thought that could have changed my life. If I'd have got a stronger hand on that.
Do you think you'd now be a professional footballer?
I think I'd certainly have a friend. this week's I Love You Bot, it's a dedication with a bit of niceness just so we can get it past the censors, but the real grit comes afterwards, and this week it's from Stacey.
Hiya John, thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I can't believe it. This week I'd like to give a shout out to my teacher at school. Sir, thank you for everything you've done for our class. You've been a really big help. And although you're new at the school, you fit in amazingly, but do you really insist on being so boring when it comes to picking up on our grammar? Like, we're literally kids. We're going to make mistakes. And tutting at anyone in the class every time we say the word literally, even if it's used correctly, is just so cringe. Try and be a bit more normal. Thanks.
Oh, that's perfect, because she used literally correctly.
Yes, they are literally well, it sounds kids. Like. Sounds like she's had a good teacher. Yeah. I feel like I recognise that voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Because you've got a new career as a teacher, haven't you?
Well, I think this one might be... I think this might be at my expense again after last week's dedication was for me. I think, is there any more to that, Will? Yeah, okay.
Hey, John, I've just realised I didn't even mention my school or teacher's name. Sorry, what am I like? I'm Stacey Neville, and my teacher is Mr. Donovan at the iconic Waterloo Road.
Well done. Well done, Tilly.
Oh, you're Mr. Donovan. Your first name's not Jason, is it?
No, it's actually Darius, which
Darius
if anything
Donovan.
Is even odder.
Wasn't he on, like, X Factor?
He was, yeah. Double D will be making his Waterloo Road debut this week. And
I'm so excited.
Whoa, that's made me genuinely nervous,
You've got a bit pink, John, I have to say.
I'm
you've got
so
a little
nervous.
Bit pink.
And she's brilliant. Tilly's brilliant. Like, all the pupils in it are amazing. There's 14-year-olds in that who are better actors than I will ever be. Anyway, thank you, Tilly. Next week's cannot be me. There has to be,
well,
has to be
we'll
something
see,
else.
John.
And, you're welcome to watch Waterloo Road if you choose. But I'll tell you what, none of his pupils will be phoning in dedicating songs to him after a few weeks. He's a card.
Is
his
he?
Old Darius. He's
a
card.
I can't wait to see this. Can we have, like, from next week, because obviously it starts this week, I'm going to be watching it, can we have a little update, weekly update on what's happened in
you
Waterloo?
You can, of course, because somebody
brilliant.
Else will be presenting the show, because coincidentally, I'm leaving the country for 8 weeks. Anyway, this is for me, I suppose, and if you want to dedicate next week's I Love You Bot to anyone who isn't me, then you can do so. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Thank you, Tilly.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
Welcome back. You're listening to John Richardson and Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio. It's the time of the week when I am mean
Yeah.
I like to have just a little brief window.
I love how you convince the nation it's just for this 5 minutes every week that you're mean.
Just me and my little troll hole. Just peeking out. And then I'll go back to being just a lovely, optimistic guy who encourages and nurtures those around him.
Sorry, who?
I warm up with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to go straight in on a listener because I think that's harsh.
Yeah. So whereas, you know, the woman who had surgery a week ago and, you know, is feeling a little bit vulnerable, a little bit bruised, a little bit tired, that's the person to take it out on.
Could have not got stones, couldn't you?
Could have had a better could've diet decided for the last not to get stones. 48 years.
Yeah, could have. Got yourself some stones and then my aunt, you're complaining about it. Didn't even let me have a look at him.
I wouldn't let you have a look at it. It wasn't me, John. I wanted to make you they wanted a little bracelet.
I'd love to have shown you it, but apparently it was such a good gallbladder, they had to send it off to the guys in the lab to have a look at.
Maybe. Where we are, the studio here, we're just down the road from UCLH. Maybe they'll, like, put... Isn't there the Welcome Museum there where they have sort of... extra? Maybe they'll end up in there, you never know, and I can take you down there to look at them.
You could definitely get a Celebrity Stones Museum.
Right?
Definitely. Oh, and I'd go to it as well.
I wonder if I could get back and start it, like Celebrity Bits.
If they're anything like the one that I saw on the picture that someone sent us the other week, you'll have a queue of people getting in, seeing the first one and going, ugh! Oh, no. Yeah, it's one way, guys. You've got to go all the way around now. So I feel I've already sort of half done my job by implying that you brought the gallstone surgery on yourself.
Yeah.
But is there anything you'd like that you're smug about that?
You know, I am smug about being back at work and sort of, you know, after my surgery and all of that. But I think I'm particularly smug because this week I got my tickets for the British Grand Prix next year. So
when's that happening?
July, the weekend of the 3rd of July.
You're nearly a year out, man.
I know, but you have to get them straight away if you want the seats that you want, you know. I'm not going Lando stand. I'm not doing that because I'm not a 12-year-old girl. So I've got...
Is there a thing called the Lando stand?
There is now. Well, this is a bugbear of mine because it's the stand I always used to sit in, which used to be called Stowe. And now Stowe is Lando stand. They've sort of branded it as the place to cheer on Lando Norris from, which is great. And it does look like party time up there or whatever. But it's a little bit annoying because it's not what I want from my seat at the Grand Prix.
No.
You know, so we've had to move somewhere else to where we used to sit. That's
Stando
all right,
Norris is a better title, isn't it?
Well, I said exactly the same thing. Or at least be Lando Stando. You know? Like, come on, guys.
All I'm going to say is you've left yourself a lot of time for something to intervene between you and the British Grand Prix.
Like what? What could possibly intervene?
Well, can you clip that up, Will? Can we get a clip of Angela saying, what could possibly go wrong between now and July?
I think I'd have to be dead to not want to go. I can't think of anything career-wise.
Oh, I'm not implying you wouldn't want to go. John Richardson Show live from Brighton Beach.
No, I'd be at the Grand Prix. What are you talking about?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's actually turned back on me there.
It really has.
That's the first time the smugness has backfired. What if we do a big gig? I won't be there. Okay. Thanks for making that so absolutely clear. Well, I guess that's a long play, that, isn't it, on the smugness? Mm. If you look forward to it between now and July and you go there and you have a great day, then I have nothing further to add.
Right.
But we'll see. So it's time to be mean to somebody who's achieved something with their life to reflect the fact that I don't feel I have. And those are the voices that creep into my head late at night. Last week, I was mean to a man who, on his holiday, licked the car from Back to the Future.
I'm so jealous about that.
I had to tell him it was null and void because on the picture, he's clearly leaning over a barrier. This week, I think sort of related, we've got Luke on the line. Luke, hello.
Hi, Luke.
Hello.
Whereabouts in the world are you?
Leicester.
Oh,
Leicester.
Sunny Leicester.
Yeah.
Good services, but I don't like to use it because I'm always scared I'm going to filter the wrong way coming out and end up on the M69.
I was going to mention the fact they've got a space centre, which I think is slightly more exciting.
They have got a cracking space centre.
Yeah, I've never been. I've been past it, but I've never been in.
It's
I must
brilliant.
Put it on my list. I need to go there.
How often are you in there, Luke?
Very rare.
It's like when you live in London, isn't it? You don't go to all the things, you know.
No, this is it. This is it, yeah.
You can see all that. They've got all the spacesuits in there. They've got Tim Peake's and Yuri Gagarin's and all that. I've been three times.
Right, I'm going to
Anyway, Luke, please tell us what you're smug about.
I actually recommissioned the original Tips Knight Rider car.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When you say you recommissioned it, what does that mean?
The vehicle's been sat for many years, didn't run. We had to basically make it roadworthy and get it to talk and get the lights to work on the front again.
So it actually it exists and it works. You can.
Yeah, yeah. It's been in the country about 20 years, and it's one of three which was actually used for the movies.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yeah.
So David Hasselhoff has sat in that car.
Yeah. The car actually came in with a photograph with him in it.
Oh well. My God.
I'm pretty smug.
Yeah, right, you're smug. So is it, do you own it? Do you have it? Is it in Leicester?
No, it actually belongs to a customer of ours. We specialise in restoring old cars mainly. And that came in, it was one of my first jobs when I started for the company. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And you did it, you got it talking and lights flashing and everything.
Yes, I actually rung my partner up while it was talking and held the phone near Kit. And yeah, it was very much a blast from the past.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm reading up on it now. It's a modified Pontiac from 1982. And
that's it.
As keen as I am to be mean to you, if your profession is renovating relics from 1982, then I've got news for you. You're talking to one. So whatever, if you can get me flashing and talking properly, then I think we could get on, Luke. Well, I can't bring that down. What a wonderful thing to have done in your life. Congratulations. Yeah. Can we see it then? Is it at home privately? Can we go and see it anyway?
It's actually gone back to the owner. But right. He does do the occasional show in it.
Oh, wow.
So you may see it. There's a lot of replicas, but this is the actual real deal. So.
Oh, God. Imagine if that person's listening. Can we have a riding Knight Rider, please?
We'll get a DeLorean. We'll get Knight Rider.
Yeah.
What a festival we'll have.
Yeah.
I've got some blades need changing on my wipers as well. Can you do that for me? I assume that's quite basic, innit? That time of year, innit? Winter service.
My MOT's due next week. Yeah.
What about your car? Oh, yeah. Luke, I can't thank you enough for calling in. See you at the Space Museum. It's been the Britpop summer. We've been talking about Oasis. All summer,
we're
going to continue to talk about Oasis, but with a sort of wry eye, a sideways look, a different angle on it. That's what we're all about. And for that, we are joined by the wonderful Ivo Graham. Hello.
Thank goodness for the sideways look. We've been looking full frontal at Oasis all summer, and it's been great. But let's tuck into a bit of an origin story, please, John. There's
absolutely.
And yours. I'm taking things very carefully, thank you, on the A4.
Good.
Heading to Swindon right now.
Oh, look at
you?
Living the dream. Yes,
watch
I am,
out on
John,
those
I'm
roundabouts.
About.
They're killer.
They're magic, actually, Andrew,
they are
is the
magic.
Word you're looking for.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm heading to Swindon for a woke stunt, which I hope will be lovely. By the time. Let's talk about the greatest band of all time and where they got their name.
Angela?
There's no need for that, Angela. Obviously, if we had longer, we could talk about Blur as well. I've got a lot of respect for them, and I've got a lot of respect for Damon Albarn. However, we're talking about Oasis, who were named after, John, if you'd be so kind?
The Oasis Leisure Centre in Swindon.
Thank you very much, Sean. It's been closed, heartbreakingly, since 2020.
You know it when it was open?
I went there a bit as a kid. I used to say I got my head lice from Eton, but my verrucas from the Swindon Oasis.
Keeping it real, Ivo Graham.
Of course. We're keeping it half real. That's my philosophy. But it's a fantastic football team and a fantastic leisure centre. It also had a concert hall where Oasis never played, but the Inspiral Carpets played there in 1991.
Is that when he was their roadie? Yeah, of course.
He liked the name. And the rest, as they say, is quite a boring history that a lot of people don't know.
Well, speaking of boring history, Ivo, you may not know this about me, but I'm a member of the 20th Century Society because I like post-war modernist architecture. So I know that there's a 20th Century Society campaign to do with the Oasis Leisure Centre because it's a beautiful piece of architecture, post-war, what was it, 1970s? Yeah.
I don't want to get it wrong, Angela. I think there's a strong chance you know more about the architecture than me, and I so appreciate you bringing that up. I mean, of course, you know, let's not mess about. It's in quite a derelict state at the moment because it's been, you know, nothing has happened there for several years now, and its future is in doubt. My aim, I'm afraid to say, one of the main goals of my life is to bring the fate of the Oasis Leisure Centre to the attention of Noel and Liam. Because, yeah, you know, I know we've heard a lot of rumours about what this tour is paying for, but there must be a bit left over after all the stadium dates next year. And I do think it is their obligation to save the leisure centre that they're named after.
They could basically save that leisure centre probably with their split on the parking in one venue, I reckon.
I'd like to think so. And if they want to add in one more stadium date, could I suggest the County Ground in Swindon? Oh. It hosted some lovely concerts over the last couple of years, most of them the likes of Bass Hunter and Sweet Female Attitude. But, you know, I think we could take things up a gear by Oasis bringing it home. And
I think
home,
that would be a phenomenal end.
It would
end.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
But what an end to this.
Of course, from Manchester, and we respect Manchester, but we are adopting Oasis as, you know, as ours in a way. They were named after the leisure centre. Another aim for the next few months is to get Oasis sort of themed chants going at the County Ground. I've got high hopes for So Swindon Score Late, It Feels So Great, to the tune of Don't Look Back in Anger. We got a lot of great late goals last season on Ian Holloway. It's time for a song.
What are you asking people to do? You want the Gallaghers to find out, and I can tell you, I know they're big fans of mine because I met Noel Gallagher once at a gig and he said, you're that comedian, aren't you, Martin something. So we're practically one of the brothers. I imagine he's listening now.
I think that I've got a few irons in the fire, Swindon-wise. I did presumably you've both played the lovely Wyvern Theatre.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
I was there on Friday. Hopefully get you both down. A nice nostalgic trip for John. Maybe a chance to come and see the 70s ruins of the Oasis.
I'd
Brandler.
Love that. I've got a little fundraising idea I could pitch to you, Ivo. So you say you're doing things at the County Ground. That's a football ground, right?
Well, I'm mainly just watching Swindon and trying to start chants at the County Ground.
Well, one thing you could do there, maybe to raise funds, cause do they still sell Bovril at football matches? Because you could,
Angela,
you could brand it Oasis Bovril and you get a roll with it.
That, well,
hello, is this thing off? Is it?
And it's a privilege to have your mind on this.
Anytime, mate, anytime.
But you've walked into the yeasty belly of the beast there a bit, I'm afraid. Last season, there was a sign which went, I'm not going to say viral, but it was shared by upwards of 10 Swindon fans, which said, there'll be no Bovril at halftime due to a national shortage. Imagine blaming a national shortage for not having got the Bovril in.
I think this should be your campaign. Forget Oasis.
If we get Oasis Bovril into the County Ground, it will never run out, possibly because it's not popular.
You can put the John Richardson Show down as official supporters of your campaign to save the Oasis in Swindon.
Well, that's very good of you, John. I'll be sending Swindon Oasis T-shirts to the Absolute Radio offices. They were going like hotcakes in the Wyvern foyer last week.
Love a free T-shirt.
£19.69 after our League Cup final victory.
I'll be wearing that in 20 years. I wore a T-shirt the other week. Someone said, what's that? And I hadn't really thought about it. And I said, oh, it's a T-shirt someone made for me when I was on a rival radio station 15 years ago.
Wow. So
wow.
If you send me a T-shirt, I will keep it and I'll be wearing it in the nursing home.
You're a miserable man after my own heart, John. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Nothing brings me more joy than Angela's eyes glazing over at the end of a link when we talk about football. So very quickly, two sentences on Swindon's journey to Salford City this afternoon.
Woo. Well, listen, I mean, we're on an incredible roll. We're top of the league. We've won four in a row. And you know, I'd like to think Salford won't present too much trouble, but we have really also been very bad at points this season already. So I think even though it'd be nice to keep on winning, is it too pathetic to sort of take a point?
That'll do for me. She's gone. She's napping quietly in the corner. That's all I needed. Thanks, Ivo. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
See you, Ivo.
Goodbye, Angela.
Yes, it's that time of the week where we penalise those who use the word literally, incorrectly. You're the Bobbies on the beat. We're very grateful for the hard yards that you cover reporting the offences to us. And sadly, Alex has been in touch with another offender.
Never ends.
Hey, John and the Literal Police team. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I'm still in a bit of shock after what I witnessed over the weekend trying to enjoy the athletics. So, Colin Jackson has just said that the South African runner, Leah Tola, and this is the 100-metre final, by the way, and it pains me to say this out loud, but apparently he was literally sleeping in the blocks. yes, sleeping in the blocks, and then has the audacity to say his reaction time was 0.286 seconds. So I'll leave this with you, John. You know what to do. Godspeed, Alex.
Oh, Alex sounds weary, doesn't he?
He needs a break, doesn't he?
Just
he needs
like,
some time off.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I can't keep doing this.
Yeah. Alex, just you've done some sterling work there. Maybe take a week away from podcasts and telly. Just maybe read for a week. Just get some music on. Let's hear Colin Jackson and the offence in question.
A man who's run so fast this year. But yes, I mean, he's literally sleeping in the blocks. His reaction time is 0.286.
I mean, you can't sleep in those blocks, can you? You can't.
No, and you can't go from sleeping to reacting in less than 0.2 of a second. I mean,
it takes me about 45 minutes these days between being asleep and being on my feet.
That's an event I would like to see. The sleeping start 100 metres. Well, I mean, half of them are finished. Angela just keeps hitting snooze. She refuses
exactly
to acknowledge the start of the race. I will put Colin in. Sadly, he's going to have a cellmate because I spotted one myself. Jeanette Kwachi in the studio with the Dames, as she keeps calling them. I've enjoyed the coverage. It's been absolutely fantastic. At the end of the show the other day, she's watching the pole vault. Duplantis, I mean, just sensational athlete. And I can understand they're all... He's just broken the world record.
Pole vaulting's amazing. It doesn't make sense to me, pole vaulting.
I didn't realise they got to carry their own poles around. That was a cracking chat I watched this week. How do you get a pole onto an aeroplane?
Like,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Do they travel with their own pole?
Is it like a snooker cue that it sort of
I think they're not supposed to come apart. I think that would be a problem
if it came
apart.
Because you don't want that happening, do you, halfway up?
No, absolutely not. Anyway, I've enjoyed the coverage. She ended, she's scrabbling for an end, heaven help her, and she says, well, we're all literally still up there with the pole vaulters. And I tell you what.
Oh, we're not.
They're not. They're on ground level in Salford. I seen them there with my own two eyes. So Jeanette and Colin in jail. Now, we've had another report from Mike. Before that, news of an ongoing investigation that is just starting. A few people have given us the nod of this. Angela, you spotted it first. It's upsetting, isn't it? Because it's somebody we both know.
It is somebody we both know. We're going to fully investigate over the course of the next week, I think, and bring a full report next week. It hurts when it's a friend, doesn't it?
The worry is it feels like we're being goaded. It's something so public and so grand, and it's in the title of a thing. So we just need a bit of time, really, to work out,
are we being used
as a free advert for this product, and have they titled it that just to wind us up?
Yeah.
There'll be news on that coming next week. Anyway, let's get to Mike's report.
Hi, John. As an avid listener to your show and Absolute Radio in general, I've got a literal offence to report. I was listening to the Sunday Rock and Roll Football with Jay Lawrence, and he was talking about you, and he said that you were literally the weirdest thing he'd ever seen. So I think this warrants an investigation. Thank you. It's Mike in Brighton, by the way. Cheers.
Well, I mean, we don't know what else he's seen, do we?
No, this could branch well beyond the literal police into a bit of genuine beef here. Let's have a listen.
I had a bit of a weird one, actually, because I went to the theatre yesterday. I went for a matinee performance. I won't tell you what I saw, but what I will say, about halfway through, there was an extended cameo from John Richardson. He just appears on stage. And I was like, "What? Why is John Richardson on stage? I've got a colleague." And initially, I thought it was just a bloke who looked a little bit like him, and they were just sort of making a joke. No. He opened his mouth and I was like, yeah, that's definitely John. It was literally the weirdest thing that I've ever seen.
Did you do League of Gentlemen?
I did the Inside Number 9 stage fright.
I'm so jealous. Although when I
I'm jealous of me and I did it.
I went to see it in the West End and we got David Tennant, so I think I win. But
I think you do win.
I would have been a bit gutted if I was sat there and it was a blooming work colleague come out. Like, you know.
Yeah, since he is a colleague, we can reach out, and Jay has sent in this defence.
No, I'm not having this. I don't deserve to go to literal jail. Imagine this. You're at Milton Keynes Theatre. You're feeling relaxed. It was actually a birthday present as well from my wife. You're feeling relaxed, and then suddenly a colleague appears on stage, a guy that you work with. And not only that, there is rapturous applause as well. I'm going to put that down as a little bit bizarre. I'm going to put that down as a little bit strange. In fact, I'm going to say it was literally the weirdest thing that I've ever seen.
Oh, he's doubled down.
On a side note, John, you did very well. Well done. I laughed. just not as much as everybody else, because as previously noted, it was the weirdest thing that I've ever seen.
He's got a point. He said there was rapturous applause, John.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was mean. I couldn't resist.
This isn't the smugness now. I could have said I was smug this week because I did the inside number nine. I didn't. Right. I'm caught now because I liked his defence. I don't mind you saying it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. That's fine. That's case closed. But banging on about having a wife. I mean, unbelievable. He's got a radio gig, he's got a wife, he's going to matinee theatre performances on his birthday. Sickening bragging. Unbelievable. Yeah. So I will let you go free, Jay, but I'll tell you what, I'm watching, mate. I am watching. You've got to be on your best behaviour. Anyway, Jay walks free, Colin and Jeanette in jail. If you spot a literal offence, it's John at absoluteradio.co.uk. I also appear live.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back. It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes here on Absolute Radio, here with the news that wasn't in the news bulletin, but could or should, or perhaps would have been in the news were we in charge. What story have you got this week, Angela?
Well, this is shocking, this, John. I don't think you're going to like this, because I know you have a very strong sense of fair play when
Absolutely,
it comes to sport. And apparently there's been a little bit of cheating in the World Stone Skimming Championships. I can't skim a stone.
Sacred.
I live at a pebble beach and have done for many, many years. And I've tried, and people have advised, I cannot make a stone skim.
Very humiliating, isn't it?
It's so humiliating when it just plop every time. Plop.
Yeah.
Can you do it? I bet you can do it. I bet you love it.
No, I'm not well enough. I could maybe get two or three, but I'm not one of these people who can get eight or nine. If I'd known there was a World Skimming Championships, I probably would have gone.
Yeah.
Where is it, Brighton?
No, it's in the west coast of Scotland, a place called Easedale, a little island. And the rules state, now this is where the cheating's come in, so you have to use stones from naturally occurring island slate, right? But what they found
slate,
I know, right? Smooth.
Oh, I bet that'll
nice
fly,
smooth.
That.
Yeah.
You can hear it slapping off the water.
Well, it will fly if you've somehow ground it down into a suspiciously circular shape. Now, there's the organiser is a Dr. Kyle Matthews, who's also known as the Toss Master. We'll skim over that. Oh, we'll skim over
Please.
That. Good little pun.
Lovely.
Eh?
Lovely.
So, entrants can choose.
They know what they're doing there, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
He could be the skim master, couldn't he?
Could
or
be
Dr.
so
skim.
Many things. Because you're not tossing it, you're skimming
doing.
It. It's not.
You've fallen right into their trap, Angela.
Yeah, I have. You're right. So what happened, right, they use this device, they have a measuring device that they call the Ring of Truth. And the Ring of Truth makes sure that nothing's any bigger than 3 inches in diameter. This is really hard to keep this clean.
I don't think this is a skimming stones championship at all. I think this is a smutty pun weekend. I think that's all this is. It's people going on their jollies on Scotland to make innuendo, and I'm all for it.
Absolutely. I'd watch that over a stone skimming competition any day. But anyway, yeah, apparently the Ring of Truth showed some cheating had been going on. I mean, have a sense of fair play, guys. You're already getting a job. Apparently 2,200 people from 27 countries take part in this. They all descend on this island.
This.
I know. Well, yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Flying in to skim a stone.
Yeah, that's shocking now you say it.
That's a lot of numbers. How have I not heard of this before?
That's massive, isn't it? I mean, it's only a tiny little island. They must have been full.
Is there a winner?
There is a winner. Jonathan Jennings was the overall winner. Presumably he didn't cheat. Dr. Matthews said lessons had been learned and they would move on to an even greater event next year.
Oh my God, he's from Kentucky.
He came all the way from Kentucky.
He's come from Kentucky.
How many?
Oh my goodness. My goodness. I've lost count.
What?
It's skimming. It's not about the number of bounces.
Are you
it's like
it?
It's like it's floating on water.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's your man. You want to get yourself out to Kentucky and
can we get him on the phone next week, Will? Let's get Jonathan Jennings. I want him to teach me how to do it.
There we go. Stay tuned next week if you want to hear what's the time difference to Kentucky. A very, very tired or potentially up late drunk man. I'd like him to go on a big rant as well about the cheaters.
Yeah. Let's see what he's
I'd
got
like
to
him
say.
To really get stuck in. You brought news of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I bring news of what has been portrayed in this story as a heist and an invasion.
Right.
I would call it vengeance.
Ooh.
The headline is thousands of robber bees invade apiarist shop in attempted honey heist. A beekeeper found herself in a nightmare situation last month when thousands and thousands of bees filled her shop. Call it an attempted robbery. The bees were trying to steal the honey. They're not trying to steal it. It was theirs to begin with.
Reclaim it, right? Surely.
Exactly.
You can't call them robber bees. You're the robber. You took their honey.
It's the Elgin Marbles.
Yeah.
Christine McDonald, owner of Rushing River Apiary, said it's the first time desperate robber bees, bees that try to take honey from another colony's hive.
Oh, hang on.
So maybe it's not their honey.
Bit cuckoo but thing going on here.
Maybe they were stealing it for the other bees.
Like Robin Hood robber bees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're going to take a little bit and then share it out with the other bees. She's worked with bees for years. She's very comfortable about them, but this is the most panic she's felt. Thousands of bees. She said, I don't know where they're coming from. Suggests she's not very successful as a beekeeper. This is the sentence I take umbrage with. She says, I don't know where they're coming from and I need to protect all the honey. She's sort of gone a bit Liam Neeson there. Sort of backed into a corner with a couple of revolvers. Right, let's do this. Sort of bouncing out from behind. I mean, I assume it's in jars, isn't it?
Yeah, how are they stealing? What, she just got honey sort of coating the shop? I don't understand how they're robbing it.
It's impossible not to just picture sort of Winnie the Pooh. I wonder if I could.
You know, you do know, because I've shown you the photograph, and the photograph is now the photo on our WhatsApp group, isn't it? On our show WhatsApp group of me dressed as Winnie the
Winnie
Pooh.
You as Winnie the Pooh.
When I played it in a school play, and it was the when he gets stuck like in a rabbit hole, I think.
Goes around to see Rabbit and gets stuck.
That's right, and everyone has to pull him out.
It's great stories.
Has he eaten too much honey?
Timeless, classy, not the sort of stuff you'd get on this filth station. This is a lovely bit of detail, and it is something I'm going to take on into my life. When a bee finds a good food source, it returns to the hive and does a waggle dance to tell each other where the good food is. So I told you last week, and I told the truth, as announced on Dave Berry's Breakfast Show on Monday, Absolute Radio Live, back at the London Palladium this year, with James Acaster, Adam Hills, Fatih El-Ghouri, many more comics joining for a fantastic night of comedy, all in aid of Prostate Cancer UK. Tickets available right now, absoluteradio.co.uk. UK. It says I will be hosting alongside Matt Ford. We didn't really host alongside each other last year.
I did a bit and then he did a bit.
Yeah, I did a bit and then he did a bit. And then we sort of did a bit together at the end. But he was banging on about his journey and everything he'd been through. And I'll be honest, I felt a bit of a spare part, if I'm honest.
It's quite hard to follow that, isn't it? When you come on and, like, he's been through something really deep and profound. And you're like, and I don't like the way dishwashers are stacked.
The guy that had operated on him was in the room. Oh. Big round of applause for all the staff at the hospital. What have you been up to, John? Well, my wiper blades weren't doing. apart from that, quiet, to be honest. So I want a bit of needle going into it this year. Obviously, rock and roll football coming up at 2 with Fordy and Dyson.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about this before Nottingham Forest made the decision to sack Nuno and replace him with Ange Postecoglou. So it's possible that everything's going to go wrong at Nottingham Forest anyway. I don't know if you followed this, Angela.
Not really. Only just every time somebody mentions Ange, I think they're talking to me.
Well, they do call him Big Ange.
Yeah.
Well, that's his name.
Let's be honest. I've certainly been called that in my time.
He was manager of a team called Tottenham Hotspur last year.
I've vaguely heard of them, yeah.
They finished 17th in the league out of 20.
That's
which
not
is
good,
as bad
is
as you can do without getting relegated. So we're obviously hoping for the same this year for Nottingham Forest. An absolute implosion.
You are. I quite like Matt Ford.
Do you? Why?
Well, don't make me think of a reason on the spot. I mean...
She doesn't really. She doesn't really like
him. He's a work colleague. I've got to say that, haven't I?
They talk about Nottingham Forest. I think it's a conflict of interest that they've allowed two fans of the same club to present the flagship football show on
Absolute
Radio.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
I'm going to say it. Yeah. I think... Trump wouldn't stand for it.
No.
That's all I'm saying. He'd intervene straight away. They'd have been off air week two. I think it's a disgrace. So what I want is a little bit of balance. That's all I'm about. I'm not a bad guy. Yeah. I just want a little bit of balance. So what I'd like over the coming weeks, I'd like you to make Fordy and Dyson say Leeds as many times as possible.
It's the word Leeds.
In any context, right. You might be saying, we're going to take the dog for a walk in a bit, but the Leeds on top of the wardrobe.
Nice.
Now, bang, I've got a clip of them saying Leeds on top. That's all I need.
Oh, so, beautiful.
Over the next few weeks, if you want to message in and just use the word Leeds in any context, I will clip those up and I would like to play them for him at the Palladium. I'd like to have a little package just to say I'd like to thank you for all the support you've given my club, even at the expense of your own, over the last few weeks. So that's my challenge to you. Nice. They'll be here from 2 o'clock. You can text them on 8 12 15. You can WhatsApp on 03 01 23 12 15. I'd like you to get them to say Leeds. There is a beer called Leeds Best. Maybe you went out and had some. I don't know.
Oh, this is good. There's so many, because it's a nice sort of flexible word, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
It leads
many
you down
contexts.
The garden path. It's,
yeah.
Oh, you can have so much fun.
So get those in. The gig is in November. It's Sunday the 16th. So you've got some time between now and then, as many as you can. I'm going to mention it a little bit. I'm not going to go big because eventually he finds out about it. So that's all I'm going to say for now. They'll be back.
Yeah,
start
don't
your
us
mission.
Up.
Yeah, don't be a snitch.
Don't be one of those people.
I mean, apart from on like Smugness and I Love You But and the Literal Police. Snitch on everybody.
Snitch to us, not about us.
The general tone of the show is we reward snitches. However, we do not want to be snitched upon ourselves.
Exactly.
So we're coming to the end of our time together. Hasn't it flown?
Oh, it's been nice to be back though, John. I missed it. I miss it when I go away for like a month.
Surgery.
Yeah, surgery. Yeah, it's not been a fun month. It's been a hectic month, but... Yeah.
Thank you for literally hobbling back.
Thanks, mate.
I've said it from the beginning. I'll say it again. I would have had the week off, but I'm very grateful that you didn't. Resting this week?
Well, I'm back on tour next week, so I'm sort of getting
ready already?
For that. Yeah, mate. I kick off on the 26th in Worcester. Yeah, Worcester.
You're going to kick off?
Going to kick off, mate, in Worcester. Always kick off in Worcester. And then I'm in Aldershot, and then I'm up in the Highlands. I go sort of Gala Shields, St Andrews, Stirling, Inverness and Aberdeen. So if you're in any of those places, it's the first time I've taken tour shows that far up, so please
beautiful
come.
Beautiful up there.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Can you guess where I'll be staying while I'm there?
Loch Lomond.
No, I am staying in my favourite nuclear bunker in Dundee for the whole week. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So I'll be commuting from a nuclear bunker.
I guess it's as good a place to recuperate from surgery as anywhere, I guess, in a nuclear bunker. At least you'll be safe because you can't get away.
It might be a good place to be with things the way they are. So, you know.
I think we probably are going to have a nuclear meltdown. It's a lovely way to end the show. Oh, dear. You're going to a nuclear bunker and I'm going to the one show. Insert joke here. Devoid of anyway. She'll be on the one show on Monday.
Oh, and
trying
it's
to be
Waterloo
nice.
Road
it's Waterloo
week.
Road. So by next week's show, you will
I'll
see me
it.
Very differently, I think.
I'm so... will I be able to look you in the eye? I'm really excited.
I'm terrified. Broadly, it felt like a nice little secret when nobody knew I was doing it. And then, but it will put an end to people genuinely thinking I've gone into teaching. So
you don't.
If nothing else, I've had enough of people telling me I'm a good person and having to say, no, I'm not. I'm a PR nightmare.
Oh,
that's what I am.
And John, before we go, just so you know, I know you've managed to avoid the conversation with me about dungarees, but we will have it next week, I promise you.
Well, we've got one link left, Angela. So if you want to name the podcast something that refers to my views on dungarees, you can
maybe
do so.
I will.
So there we go. That's it for this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for all your interactions, your voice notes, your messages. They genuinely make the show, I think, sound what it is.
Yes.
You're the quality.
Yeah, we just yabber on, don't we? We need something to bring the quality.
I'm going to take that back. We do the bulk of the work. we do the bulk of it. But we appreciate the small part that you play. Yeah? Don't go thinking... See how I've completely U-turned here. You come in here thinking you make this show. I'll tell you what. Good luck if we don't turn up one week. Yeah? What are you going to do? Read your own texts? Unbelievable. The cheek. The cheek that you imply that I don't do anything on my own show. You people
John.
Need to have a look at yourselves.
And then John
right?
gets upset that he doesn't have friends. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird.
Speaking of nastiness, I don't like them, Angela. They're a work cloth. That's what I think. It's a work cloth, the dungaree.
But what's upsetting
if you're mending
about
a car,
this is you
if you're painting
have,
a ceiling.
You have complimented my dungarees that I've worn at a charity gig I was doing for you. I wore dungarees, and you
went,
"Oh,
no, it was for a charity I support. I'm not the charity."
Yeah, well,
tonight we're raising money for me.
But yeah, and you got, and now I think, well, that compliment means nothing, and so now I don't trust anything you say to me anymore. Every time you're nice to me, which, let's be honest, isn't that often, but when you are, I'm just not going to believe it anymore. Was it like, the dungarees all over again?
Was it the red ones?
Yeah, they're like patterned ones. Yeah, red and orange and, yeah.
No, I did like those. I did like
those. You can't backpedal. No, I listened to those podcasts, John. I listened to what you said about dungarees.
I think my main objection, and I hope I made this point, was to the romper suit.
Which I also wear.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, do you know what? Do you know what? You shouldn't wear football shirts because you're not a footballer.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. I don't think I am wearing a...
Not right now, you're not.
Marcelo Bielsa. I've got a Marcelo Bielsa t-shirt. Sometimes I do an interview and people say, oh, like, what music are you listening to at the moment? And I say, the last thing any band needs is to be endorsed by me. So I'm not going to tell you. And I would say the same fashion-wise. If you look at the way I dress and then you want me to compliment you on your clothes, then you've got bigger problems. So the best thing I can do is criticise what you're wearing because it implies you're probably dressing fashionably. However, I will say, romper suits should be sold with attachable bibs because you look like babies. What would you like to call this week's podcast, Angela?
Dungaree Reason to Live.
Oh, that's quite nice.
My dungarees and to live.
I was going to go with, because we had Ivo that's in
only,
his car.
To be clear, that's only because Will wouldn't let me have Ring of Truth. So, it's the only reason.
I was going to go with Knight Rider and a Donna van.
Oh, nice.
Because of Darius Donovan. Yes. From Tibby's voice note. But I tell you what, I've noticed this week while we're calling people out, I subscribe to our podcast because I realised they probably should.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm asking other people to. The title doesn't come up. You just list three things we've talked about, don't you?
So we do snake. This for nothing?
It's pointless. He
this
doesn't even call it that.
Waste of a link.
It'll say like, oh, Ivo Graham, listener of the week and the funky dude rap. That's what it'll say. This is pointless.
It's for search optimization. It's not that exciting.
Well.
What an end.
Let's call it Will Time Waster.
Let's just end with that. Let's just end with Will fading his mic up to say, it's just about search optimization. I hope you're happy with yourself. That's what you've done. That's the end of the show that you have created. And I apologise to Sarah Champion for inheriting this mood and this atmosphere, but she will lift it. She's here till two. Then it's rock and roll football. You know what you've got to do. Remember the text number.
Leeds.
I want a montage.
Leeds.
Then it's Andy Bush, Claire Sturgis. It's a cracking Saturday. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, John. Nice to be back.
Stupendous effort to be back. And Will, we'll talk.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Right, that was this week's show. Thank you very much for downloading. If you want to join in with us on the show as it goes out, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. on Absolute, you can email john at absoluteradio.co.uk during the week. Angela, good luck with your gigs. Good
Thanks,
luck in your
mate.
Bunker.
Thank you. Actually, I won't be in the bunker till after next week, so I'll be back here before the bunker. And
Excellent.
Then I'll fill you in on the bunker.
We can give you a proper send-off then before you go into hibernation. Thanks a lot. See you next week. Take care. Bye.
The good stuff.